fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. God bless you. Hope you're having a good start of your day today. I want to pick up where I left off yesterday. I want to talk a little bit about Romans chapter 8. It's been a great week kind of reflecting on Paul's teaching and his battle for helping each one of us lay hold of the essence of what it means to be a Christian, to be a follower of Jesus Christ, that is to live the new life that Jesus gives to each and every one of us. And yesterday ended the program with just the first verse of chapter 8, where Paul says, "There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." That's an important line to internalize, to live by every day. Each one of us who have been baptized into Christ and we're walking in Him, we know we're not perfected yet. We fall. We're selfish. We're inconsiderate. We're lustful. We have anger problems. Whatever it is, there's battles that Christ is winning in us. The process of moving toward perfection, the command that's been given to us, be holy as your Heavenly Father is holy. What seems like an impossible reality. We're literally commanded by Christ, by God the Father, to be holy. What they're saying to us is, this is what you're made for, and you're meant to be set apart and belong to God. And Jesus is totally committed. I've mentioned this on the program before. C.S. Lewis, I think, gives some really good insight and help to understand what it means to be perfect, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Because when we think about it, we know we're not perfect. And if we focus on it the wrong way, we can easily become discouraged, is where the devil wants to get us to. And part of that discouragement is always condemnation. There's an element of it in there. The devil wants to convince us that this great work that Christ has accomplished somehow misses us because we're not good enough, because you're not consistent enough, because you're not yet perfect. Well, the reason Paul says there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus is because forgiveness of sins and salvation is a free gift of God. The punishment for sin, the condemnation for sin, my sin, Peter Herbeck's sin, has already been put on the person of Jesus Christ. He died my death on Calvary. He died for me. He died to put once and for all sin's hold and sin's condemnation of me, the hopelessness that that condemnation brings, and the hold of the devil and death, Jesus broke it, and I died. The old man, that is Peter Herbeck, who was subject to all of it, was put to death once and for all in baptism. And a new man was raised in baptism. A new power, a new spiritual reality was born in me, and I was given a new relationship with God as His Son. I was adopted into the family of God. Now, it doesn't mean I'm completely perfected at that moment. But the essential thing is there. The fundamental battle has been won in my life. I'm a new thing. I'm a new creation. I'm a new person in God. I haven't just been cleaned up. I'm literally a new creation because Jesus Christ, who is the head of a new race of people, the new creation, what is alive in Him now, having died, raised, and now is at the right hand of God, never to die again, having full dominion over everything, that new creation is alive in the person of Jesus, and I've been given a share in it already. And so everyone who's been baptized, God's will that we be perfected is going to be accomplished if we die in Christ, if we persevere in Jesus. We keep saying yes to Him, and we live with Him. And as we live with Him in His church, among His people, putting Him first, loving Him passionately, radically, giving Him permission to make us what we're meant to be from the beginning, we keep saying yes to Jesus. We fall, He forgives us. We have a right. There's no condemnation. It's no surprise to God that you're weak and that I'm weak. I don't mean to say to make some kind of justification for us not to take sin seriously and not do battle to put sin to death in us. Because we have to be careful. Sin can become our friends. Some Christians today have this silly idea that because I've been made alive with Christ through faith, that it doesn't really matter what I do. That sin doesn't matter anymore. I can kind of go out and sin boldly. and live a pattern of sin, but because I've made a confession that I believe in Christ, it's all taken care of. That's not even close to the biblical understanding. We're supposed to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We're supposed to put sin to death and do battle against it. Because our enemies are still there at work trying to lead us back into slavery, and this life is not over till it's over. And so we need to endure and walk with Christ to the end. But when we fall, and our heart is turned toward God and we repent, God never condemns us. It's not God's voice who says, there's no hope in you, you're worthless, you're guilty, you're going to die in your sin, there's no hope for you. That's not the voice of God. That's Satan. That's darkness itself. That's a lie. The Father is there to receive you like a loving, healthy father whose child disobeyed him, didn't do what he asked them to do, how his father wants to bring loving correction, but restoring that child, embracing that child, teaching that child. It doesn't change the love that the father has for the child. So Paul wants us to be clear, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, so don't stand for it. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. It's a simple and beautiful summary of what we talked about at the beginning of the week, and Paul dealing with the question with the Jewish believers who insisted that Gentiles had to live the law. And Paul's saying, you're falling back into slavery. It's slavery to the law which condemns us. That's why he calls it the law of sin and death. The law which is meant for good, as I mentioned earlier in the week, which is meant for good, shines its light on us and reveals to us the actual condition that there's a kind of law at work in me already. It's a law, it's a power that says me first before God and before neighbor, even before my loved ones. If we're honest with ourselves, how often do we choose ourselves and our own personal opinions, our own pleasures, whatever it is, before even people that we love? So Paul's saying that's a law that has weakened us and ultimately put us to death, because it's a power at work in us that turns us away from God and God's commands and away from loving him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. So there's a new law within us, which is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. I love that phrase. The law of the Spirit. To be Christian means to be alive in the Spirit, and a new power in us is a new law. And what is that power? It's the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Jesus is alive, never to die again. He's at the right hand of the Father. He's alive. The Spirit of God raised Christ from the dead, and that Spirit's alive in him, and Jesus pours out that Spirit into the earth. That's Christianity. That's salvation. That's what it means to be born again. That's where we're born again in baptism. That new law, that new life is given to us. He said, for God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. What couldn't the law do? The law couldn't bring me to life, couldn't bring me from death to life. It doesn't have the power to do that. That's why the law does not save me. God saves me by sending his son for sin to die for us and to be raised again. He said, for God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. He sent his son in the likeness of sinful flesh. Jesus emptied himself, Paul tells us in Philippians 2, to become one of us, to take on human flesh. So he took on our likeness, the likeness of sinful flesh, but there was no sin in him. And he did it for sin, that is to deal with the sin problem. Jesus did all that to break the power of sin over flesh, over the human flesh, right? Every human being is under sin. Jesus became one of us to deal with that reality that we're all under, we're in slavery to. Because sin ultimately has its hold us, and apart from God's saving work of forgiving us for sin, sin will win in the end. Sin will kill us. It will condemn us. And so that's why Jesus was so earnest over and over again. He came to deal with the sin problem, because he doesn't want us to die forever separated from God. So he became one of us. And it says, he condemned sin in the flesh. God condemned sin. Where did he condemn it? On the cross. One of us died. And it was the death beyond imagining. The Creator himself becomes one of us. He humbles himself and he offers his life. He makes himself an offering for sin. That's what Paul's referring to here. And we see sin's destiny. Sin will be condemned. It has been condemned. God's judgment of what sin is and how serious sin is has been manifested in the person of Jesus crucified on the cross. God crucified, God bleeding, the Son of God. That's the face of sin, Pope John Paul II used to say. We see how awful sin is and how wicked sin is and how powerful sin is. God condemned it and broke its back forever in Jesus Christ. He condemns sin in the flesh in order that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us. What is the just requirement of the law? That we love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. That we give to God what belongs to God. Jesus revealed it on the cross. What belongs to God? Absolute abandonment of ourselves in trust to a loving Father. Obedience from the heart. Father, I love you. I've come to do your will, Jesus said. My food is to do the will of him who sent me. I don't want to live for myself anymore. I don't want each day, every step of every day to be about me, about filling myself and making myself happy. I love you, Father. I want to make it my aim now to please you with all my life, and you've given me this new love in my heart, and I want to keep saying yes to it until it consumes me. So the just requirement of the law, which is to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and neighbors, ourselves, is fulfilled. Why? Because we've been filled full with the Spirit of Jesus who did just that. Our brother Jesus, our elder brother, he's the one who did this. He fulfilled the law. He's the only one who fulfilled the law in his own strength. He said, who walk not according to the flesh now, but we walk according to the Spirit. Now, that's why renewal movements, friends, happen in the church, why the lay movements have emerged and other things. The church has to be constantly renewed in these fundamental truths, and because we start walking again according to the flesh. That's kind of what I talked about yesterday at the end of the program. We actually start to fall into the idea that Christianity is a kind of morality, that all God cares about is that we be good, and we be good people. That's what it's about. And so we start thinking, okay, yeah, I'm pretty good. Yeah, I do a lot of good stuff. I got to make sure I give to the March of Dimes and this and that. And I helped the old lady down the street the other day. And hey, all in all, I'm a good guy. And I got a great plan and vision for my life. And hey, I got it covered, Lord. I got it licked. I'm good. I'm good where I am. But we miss the entire point. It's not about my being good. Christianity is what Paul is saying here now. I no longer walk in the flesh, but I walk according to the Spirit of Jesus Christ that was a fire, power, burning with love for the Father and relationship for the Father, with the Father, and a passion to be his son and his daughter. That's the core of Christianity, friends. It's not like, hey, it's good. I've done the good stuff. The scales are balanced. I'm a pretty good guy. I'm going to present myself to God. That's nonsense. That's falling back into the law. That is not new life in Christ in the Spirit, which we'll talk about more tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day, friends.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbig, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.